This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks, folks, for listening. We appreciate it. My name's Scott Hennon. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is here, taking your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome. Your calls at 800-228-0550. Your text at 701-226-8503. Your emails, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have You Marry Monday coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter, the University of Mary. We're going to talk about the good that comes from knowing your history. And talk a little bit about some of the struggles, the suffering, the tough times that folks have endured on these lands for how many years and what comes from that. Look forward to that conversation today on the program. Right now, I want to tell you we're brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you go to highplainsapache.com, you're going to see a listing of new equipment, used equipment, parts and service. They have that ET Ag Center, 50,000 of the best parts you can absolutely imagine right there. They also have a great lineup of the used equipment right now that you'll find. I'm looking at an 03 Apache 790 as an example. Now, there's a unit you could get for right around 60-some thousand bucks. Pretty good deal. That one's in Mandan right now. Here's an 03 Apache 790 for about $50,000 and some change at the Frontier location, which is south of Fargo. There's an 09 AS-1010, an 07 AS-1010. Just check it all out at highplainsapache.com. Stop and see them in Frontier, in Mandan. The Ag Application Center is just fabulous. It is really the best of the best. And they have any Ag application part you can need, possibly need, not just Apache, but any brand to it. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer in Mandan, across from Bonanza, in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back to the phones in a moment here. We'll go right back to the phones right now, but I want to continue a conversation we were having before the break with an anonymous caller who says she was asked to call in to set the record straight on a number of issues because she can speak with the authority of how people at Standing Rock feel about the remnants, as you've called them, of individuals that have come here from other places. Let me summarize what I think I heard you say. There was a time when this was an historic event where Native tribes from all across the country convened here. That has since ended. They have left. What's left is remnants who are bad actors who are not taking their counsel from the people at Standing Rock, and you don't support what is happening, this unlawful activity, these roadblocks and things that are happening now. Is that a fair summary?
Well, I didn't say they were bad actors. I said that they were remnants simply because at the onset of this massive gathering, it's a phenomenal gathering, and I think it's really linked to Dr. Billy Graham's March 1975 prophecy relevant to the Native Americans. And that's on the Internet, by the way. L.A. Marzulli interviews the chief, Joseph Riverwind, if interested. But anyway, the as you saw at the onset, the glorious events that showed a lot of the First Nation governmental entities in their regalia and all the flags and my goodness, they've gone. They're left. They made their appearance and showing the solidarity of the Chief Sitting Bull's own people, the Hunkpapas. And that should have ended there. Negotiations should have begun because...
Why haven't they? What's going on? I happen to believe that Sherman Archambault has lost control. The governor's told us that he says he's lost control.
He's lost control. He never had the control. I think that once, now this is the people feelings that I'm speaking of. When he was arrested, August the 9th, he was the one that defied the boundaries And he was the one that set the stage for the massive gathering here in solidarity. But then he and his judicial committee should have been on top of everything, letting the people know what to do, that they needed to stay within their designated areas. And when some of these people started to paint the equipment of the DAPL, that was a no-no to them. Now, well, I'm talking about the traditionalists. The traditional, the true bloods, they do not stand for the violence at all, or any type.
Right, and that's although a very important distinction. I've heard that before from others. Traditional leaders versus political leaders. Dave Archambault would be a political leader. You're talking about the elders.
Well, he is the chairman for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, but there's so much to this. People are wondering why what he said when he went to the Enbright sponsored oil conference in late October. And then also there are some people saying that he knew about the APL 2 years ago. Now, this was on the Native Online News, and that's where I get my information.
What what message do you want people to know? You were asked to call here today, especially, and you refer to the remnants, these people that are breaking the law. I called them bad actors earlier. It's fair to call them lawbreakers, that's for sure. Whatever term we use for them, they are wreaking havoc right now by blocking roads and trespassing, taking down fences, vandalizing equipment. What should they do? What message do you have for them?
The traditionalists say that this is not of them. That in the past, their forefathers went to meet with the United States officials. They sat around, they talked about it. You don't see them going out destroying property. Now, what is most important was at the induction of this current council, a pipe ceremony was performed. That is not being told. At that time, the traditionalist wanted to go back to the traditional way of governing without money, but actually prioritizing the people's needs. But it was not done. As far as the traditionalists are concerned, it was a mockery. This pipe ceremony was made a mockery by this current council.
Now, well, maybe. I'm far from an expert, but maybe there's a way for the traditional leaders to say, look, stop the lawlessness and seek some help from other people to try and bring some law and order back and go back to what you're talking about at some point, because you've got neighbors.
You think this is going to happen? Oh, my gosh. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe for the past 30 years have not listened to the people, and this is why they're in the poverty situation they're in.
Yeah. Well, let's try it.
So anyway, that's I've already called you. I've already done what I was supposed to do.
No, I appreciate it. You bring a lot of insight information, and it confirms where my gut was at. But you said it, and I'm glad you did. And certainly pray for a peaceful end to this long nightmare for a lot of folks.
It will happen too.
Yeah.
I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Wow. Texter says, I feel for the people of St. Anthony, and as an enrolled member of Standing Rock, I apologize. Not all members are behind or are for this movement of protest. We, too, have to deal with the riffraff that has come to our towns and have to deal with the things they say and do after they leave. We deal with the repercussions after it all. We also deal with worrying about people breaking into our homes. I sleep with a loaded firearm close to my bed now. Thank you, Scott, for taking the time to read my text from an anonymous concerned citizen. Well, I'm going to chalk this up as productive discussion and dialogue from a side of this that we don't often hear from. We have on occasion, usually when we do, it's people supporting the effort but calling us racist for pointing out that the fact that there's been laws broken, right? And you know, thugs was a term used for the lawbreakers early on. In my, speaking for me and me alone, I use that term colorblind. I use it as a description of behavior having nothing to do with the color of one's skin. But today we're hearing both of that text and that call from people that I think represent a different side of this that's not been heard very often, that in my mind signals the beginning of the end. When they're willing to come out and say this and say, stop, hey, you're remnants, don't do this, we want it to end, I take that as a very positive sign. I really do. So that's a good thing. I don't have much time here. Rhonda in Minnesota, give me your best 20 seconds here.
Well, the ultimate power and authority lies with the sheriff in that county. And he has the ability to tag him as domestic terrorist and throw him in the hosco without bail and without bond and keep him there for trial. And if you want to read about it, you can go to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
All right, Rhonda, appreciate the call. I'll add that one for the next time we have the sheriffs on. Rev, flag that if you would. An arrow in their quiver, why not use it? Don't disagree. University of Mary Monday when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being rewarded for a good hard day of work with an honest paycheck, right? You know, I gave it my all, and I'm rewarded for that. Doesn't that make you feel great? My friends at Polar Service Center are a great example of this. This is a Minnesota company that is a major tank trailer manufacturer. They've been doing this a lot of years in Minnesota, the biggest in the country right now. And they also have service centers for tank trailers, not just their own, Polar, but also others as well. And they have those facilities located in Williston and in Kildare. And they are growing right now, and they are in need of like a service manager to run their Williston location. They're looking for Polar Service Center parts counter specialists at both Kildare and Williston locations. Also registered tank inspectors, and they pay great, up to $32 an hour. Great medical benefits, low deductibles, pay for the family, 401k with matching. I mean, the benefits are great. The pay is great. Great company. If you're interested, I have a cell phone number. It's actually the cell phone number for the guy that ultimately will get you right into the pipeline and get you considered for one of those jobs. So if you know somebody looking and or you know somebody that might be a good fit for this, 701-495-3592 is that number. His name's Gary. Just say, hey, Gary, Scott said I should call. And he'll take it from there. Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592, two North Dakota locations, Kildare and Williston. It is another Monday, another University of Mary Monday, when we get the opportunity to visit with our friends Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, vice president for public affairs there. I always enjoy these conversations because it brings us outside the headlines. I know we're 15 days till election. I know we're in day 75 of an enormous amount of pain for people who live in and around the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, coming off a long weekend, big, you know, most arrests of any day, so strenuous times. But I also know when I pick up my copy of 360 Review, which is a wonderful publication of the University of Mary, and I read things like Tribe, Time, and Trait, and hear stories of German Russians on the prairie before and after World War II, that it's not the first time and it won't be the last time that there's tough times on the prairie, which is a good reason why we all ought to know our history. And I'm looking forward to a conversation about our history and about the challenges that come from tough times and suffering with our guests from the University of Mary today. Monsignor Shea, Jerome, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you here. I want to let the listeners know that Monsignor over the weekend lost his voice, and he's just getting it back, so if you hear his voice strained a little bit, it's not because of any physical restraints. He's just trying to protect his voice.
Lots of people think this is a godsend, Scott.
Well, I'm much more interested in what you say, not how you say it. See, so it matters not how it comes out. So anyway, gentlemen, thank you for that very much. Let's talk about our history a little bit. I love this publication because it puts me in a place completely away from the headlines and the day-to-day tick-tock of life, and reminds us of, you know, from whence we came, and that as tough as we may think it is at the time, boy, oh boy, it's been tougher. What's your takeaway, Monsignor, you first, and then Jerome, on those German Russians on the prairie before and after World War II?
Scott, I remember reading this article before it was published. You know, they give me an advanced copy so I can proof it. And I was on an airplane, and I began weeping when I was reading this. It's far and away my favorite article, although we've got a lot of great pieces in both of the past issues of 360 Review since we've launched this journal. But this piece, Tribe, Time, and Trait, about the German Russians, touched me really very deeply. And what I think I loved about it is that it distills. Karen Herzog's the author. Of course, she was a longtime reporter for the Bismarck Tribune, and a lot of us remember when she would do her articles, people waited for them in the Tribune because she really has a beautiful way of crafting words. But what she's done here is she's taken all of the memories that she had growing up in a German-Russian family on these windswept prairies of North Dakota, and she sort of distilled them down into a calendar year. And so she gives a little intro, and then she goes January, and then she talks about March, and all of a sudden she's in the heat of July and August, and she's talking about what it's like to be sweaty in a hot barn or what the smell of new hay is like. And it's just so beautifully moving, because what it does is it distills and it draws out what we would call North Dakota values. In other words, what is it about the courage of the way that this place, which isn't the easiest place to live in terms of climate, what is it about the way that this place was settled by pioneers, and how did they live, and what of that is still present in our lives today? I was so happy about it, Scott, that when our new, you know, we hired, I guess, about 30 new professors this year because the university is growing so rapidly, and we brought them together for a weekend seminar at the beginning sort of to orient them to teaching at the University of Marion what our mission is all about, and we went out to the Medora musical together. But one of the readings that I insisted on was this article, and we actually had Karen come in to help us and to discuss it, because what I thought it did, you know, something like the Medora musical, seeing that accomplishment, seeing all that happens out there, and then reading an article like this, it just, it encapsulates who we are, and it gives a sense for what it means to move here and to live here.
Jerome, how about you?
Well, Scott, you're talking to a person who loves history. My degrees are in history and around history, and I taught history for a little bit more than a decade. And one of the things I used to tell my students was this: if you don't know your history, you don't know who you are. And here in North Dakota, we have a beautiful history of good people. I mean, we've heard it time and time again. What's the greatest resource of the state of North Dakota and of this region? It's people. And for young people, and I'm seeing this already, they have forgotten where we've come from. They have forgotten what is important all the way down generationally. And so for even my children, I think of my kids, they need to know that grandpa and grandma and great-grandpa and grandma came here. They didn't have running water. They had to fight against the elements. They had to bond together as neighbors. They had to rely on each other. They had to come together. They had to have both the work ethic and the faith, and especially the faith, to fight through the trials. But it's in that fighting, it's in that suffering of these trials that they were able to become the people that we know and we love. And as you mentioned before, we're always going to have trials. We have trials right now. And that's what a good education then can do that brings faith and reason together, is prepare them for the trials of our times and of the times that they live.
Hang on a sec, Jerome. We'll pick up on the other side of the break. But I just find myself saying, you know, you're right. They've forgotten where they've come. We all have. But that's all the more reason education says, you know, a great piece like this and other examples here, so you can feel it and understand where we came from. That's one way, because it's about the only way to really have them understand that. More with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter after this short timeout on What's On Your Mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. University of Mary Monday today. We're chatting with Senior James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, vice president for public affairs. We're talking about a piece that was written for the 360 Review Journal that the University of Mary puts out called 360 Review. This piece is Tribe, Time, and Trait, but it's a story of German Russians on the prairie before and after World War II. But we're talking about it more than the specific article, sort of the lessons learned out of all of this a little bit. You know, something you said, Jerome, really struck me when you say, you know, kids today sort of forgotten where we've come from, including your own, including mine, and how tough it was. And, Monsignor, I'm wondering, what's the cost of that? By that, I mean, what is the cost of kids today not knowing or forgotten or really absorbing this history?
So this takes us back, I think, to the foundations of our Judeo-Christian roots, because for the Jewish people, the biggest offense was to forget the good things that have been done on our behalf, to forget having been delivered, to forget having been blessed in so many various ways. And that type of cultural forgetfulness, if we forget the sacrifices that have been made on our behalf, the blood, sweat, and tears, which have made it possible for us to live and to live free, that then our lives become very small. But if we remember, and if our hearts swell with gratitude when we think about the sacrifices of those who have gone before us, then we have a deeper kind of metaphysical bond, a mindfulness, and a spiritual power that we're able to connect with, that allows us to live our lives in a completely different way. And so the cost is actually quite great when we forget, because, you know, the peculiarities, you know, we were talking during the break about some of the snapshots that Karen gives us in her article about the German Russians, about what it's like to be on a gravel road and you wave to people. You know, there's the two-finger wave that happens, and because you assume if somebody is going to be in that vicinity that they have a right somehow to be there. And then if you don't wave, if people don't wave, they're too big for their britches. You know, when we talk about how important it is not to be lazy, how important it is not to think that you're better than other people, those are unspoken rules which were deep in the prairie culture. And there's a reason behind them. And when we pass them on, and how important it is for us to do that in order to preserve our culture, when we pass them on, then we enrich the lives of our children. When we don't pass them on, and I'm aware of this in terms of my responsibility as an educator, when we don't passed them on to the rising generation, we're robbing them of their heritage. We're actually taking something from them, which is very important. And we're letting other voices, the larger culture, speak to them and set the norms for their thought and for their action. And the wider culture doesn't have anything on us here in North Dakota.
And, Jerome, is it a difficult conversation with a younger generation to talk about, you know, what we see in this article as an example of very tough times, of very difficult things that they're going through, yet no one complaining, and yet impossible not to say, as you read today, you know, in 2016, the stories of you know, what happened in the 1880s as the German-Russians started arriving in the Dakotas, was invaluable for their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids to go on and build one heck of a country and do some incredible things in this country. In other words, the bad things led to the good things, but that's a tough sell, isn't it?
Well, sure it is. But the beauty of history and looking back to this is we can see how they handled trials. So we have to know that. And we first have to start with the mindset of, I need to know what happened then so I can build upon it and know what they went through. Because my kids' trials are going to be different than my trials were as a young person and different than my father's were. Each age is a little bit differently, but what we can pass on, as Monsignor speaking, is the ability, the determination, and the values and the principles that help you through trials, no matter what trials they are. Because I'm thinking of, you know, my oldest Adam, you know him, Scott. He's growing up in an age that I could have never imagined at 14 with the technological issues and all these different things. But if he knows that Dad could get up at 4:30 in the morning to milk cows when it was 30 below and chip ice, he's going to have the determination that he can stand before whatever trial it is and make it go. And so his trial is going to be different than mine, but he can learn from what I went through, and I can learn from what my great-grandfather went through as he was tilling the soil 100 years ago. It's that same passing on of the ability to learn how to deal with hardship and suffering. And that is what, like Monsignor has just said, as an educator is our primary duty. It's to teach young people how to thrive and survive in trials and in tough times.
I think I need to get Monsignor Shea's father on the phone and find out if he ever got up at 4:30 and milked cows and chipped ice.
Well, the answer would be yes, Scott. The answer would be yes. I did that
for
the age of
70. I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
But I got to tell you, our milk barn wasn't as fancy as the Richter milk barn either, just to let you know. Let's talk for a moment about the value of suffering, picking up on what Jerome just said, because I think that that's an important thing. The article brings out how the German Russians came here, and they left behind well-cultivated vineyards and comfortable homes on the shores of the Black Sea in Russia. And they came here to these prairies, which were inhospitable. Now, this is before all of the shelter belts. This was a time in which it was very difficult. But they came here, and their lives were in perspective. Even though they suffered a lot, the reason that you don't see in this article all sorts of documentation of complaints or negativity is that they were free. In other words, they had left reasonably comfortable circumstances, but they were oppressed in the place where they were. And as a result, when they came, the gratitude of having their own patch of land, of being able to work the land, of being able to earn a living by the sweat of their brow, that this was something which is meaningful and which is deeply human. And if we're robbed of that, if we're robbed of that kind of freedom, then it doesn't matter how much you give us in terms of bread and circuses. Mm-hmm. Still, we're not a free people. I was reading, so the German Russians aren't necessarily my people, even though I grew up with them. So I guess they are my people in that way. But I was reading just the other day about the Irish potato famine, and about what it meant for that great exodus of the Irish to come to this country as well and to arrive as immigrants, many of them at Ellis Island or at the harbor in Boston, and make their way across the country in trains and claim small plots of land here like the German Russians. And that type of hardship, is you can endure that if you know that there's a future for you and for your children. And that's why the stakes are so high in a conversation like this. The last thing that I would add is that we live in a very peculiar moment in history in which really for the first time we're placing our values around the idea that suffering has no value in human life. Every culture, every people through history has always understood that suffering has a way of strengthening the human spirit if it's received rightly. But in our culture, we tend to say that any type of suffering needs to be alleviated as quickly as possible by whatever method, no matter if it's ethical or not. That's very dangerous, and it's a new moment. We talk about that with our students here at the University of Mary.
Yeah, again, I think it's just a sign of the times, more than anything, that you're gonna go about trying to be quote-unquote happy, and that means avoiding anything in the way of suffering when, as you've just pointed out here, there is great value in suffering. Yet, I mean, and I guess nobody's going to wish for it, right? Not bring it on. I can't wait to be miserable, but know that, hey, in this life you will have trouble. just to anticipate that it's going to happen rather than do everything in your power to try and get rid of it. I guess that the only way to challenge that is to teach the value of suffering, just exactly what you just talked about. Show the value of suffering. So what example would you give from the story we've talked about today of the German Russians of the value of their suffering?
This is Jerome here, Scott, and I just want to make a clarification here. There's all kinds of suffering, and as I mentioned before, no time, no place, no person is going to be immune from suffering. And so we talk about how hard the German-Russian people had it as they came over here. We talk about the pioneers. We talk about all kinds of different people suffering major hardship. Like I mentioned, you know, many people that are in their 50s and 60s, they grew up without running water. Now, was that harder? Physically, sure it was. But there's physical suffering, there's emotional suffering, there's spiritual suffering. And right now, as Monsignor has been speaking, our time is trying to avoid all suffering, especially physically, and sometimes that can lead to a much deeper suffering, which is an emotional suffering, a spiritual suffering, because physically it helps us to teach us how to deal with the emotional and the intellectual side of it. And so we need to give practical answers of this to our students, that they need to be able to engage suffering in all the different facets. And sometimes physically it's very important to do that. And that's one of the reasons with our year-round campus, we want to also dovetail with that a working campus, a work campus. So every student here, just because they're going to college, just because mom and dad are being generous and helping them, that doesn't mean that they don't have any skin in the game. We want every student in one way or another to have some skin in the game, and they can themselves work to learn the value of work here as students and making their college experience that much deeper.
Scott, if you come to our campus and walk around, you'll find here in a hidden corner a monument, which was a gift of Harold Schaefer. It's a monument that used to stand out in front of the Gold Seal building when he ran his Gold Seal company here in Bismarck, the proceeds of which all of us know have done so much to build up the city of Medora, and which have benefited so many other North Dakota organizations. But the monument has the picture of a worker on it, and the word work is on the top, and underneath it has the phrase, the vanishing American. And, of course, that monument is meant to be an inspiration and also a lament. A lament in that, that the value of being able to work with one's hand is important, but also a celebration of the fact that work is what's brought us where we are.
Celebrate work, absolutely. And the outcome of it. Our final moments with these two next. Stay tuned.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features local cardiac arrest survivor Craig Wilhelm and his wife telling their story.
Well, it was at the YMCA back in December 14th of 2015. I was playing noon ball like I have been for 30-plus years, I suppose. Played a game. There's two different courts up there. I went to the second court, played a little longer, and I had a cardiac arrest. I went down, and luckily the guys there knew what to do, where the AEDs were, and brought me back.
His life was saved that day, so I'm grateful for the AEDs, grateful it was handy, and grateful someone used it.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Keep those kids safe with some great new technology from my friends at B-Mobile. Have you heard about Hum by Verizon? Verizon, they're about more than, smartphones and tablets. They're now about this Hum technology, and all in one little package, you get the roadside assistance, you get the vehicle locator, all in this, smart little box. And the great thing about it, if you're a parent that has a youngster that is going to be getting a license soon, you're going to get some great savings from this as well. BeMobile.com, you'll find a location near you. Just go in there and tell them if you do have a youngster that is going to be amongst the driving soon, that you want this great deal and take advantage of it at B-Mobile. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Verizon, of course, is the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And again, it's Hum. For a limited time, The activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit when you have a team getting their license. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. All right, more of our conversation to wrap up University of Mary Monday. By the way, tomorrow we are at Village Inn in Fargo on 13th Avenue South. It's the Village Inn West location, okay? And it would be right about at the Fargo-West Fargo border on 13th Avenue South. A talk radio town hall, the whole show there tomorrow. But Doug Burgum, Republican candidate for governor, will be there, and he'll take your questions, and we'll have free pie samples. The holiday pie is great at Village Inn, so come by and see us. That's tomorrow's show. Take a little time, take a little break, and find out more about the governor's races. We're 15 days till Election Day. Final minutes now with Monsignor James Shea, the president, and Jerome Richter, the vice president of public affairs at the University of Mary. I want to ask you about this work campus. Jerome, you mentioned that the year-round campus includes a work campus. So students actually, right as part of their plan at the University of Mary, sign up for some actual work there?
Exactly. So with the year-round campus, as you've told the story before, Scott, but I just want to make sure all of our listeners know, the University of Mary is leading the charge at looking at education in a new paradigm. It's looking at it in a way of how can we best serve our students? Because higher education, now you have high costs, a lot of debt, and a hard time to completion. And so with Monsignor's visionary leadership and a lot of good support, we said, why are we taking the summers off? Because, and it's interesting how this is coming full circle to the article, most kids in North Dakota today, most, aren't doing what Monsignor and I did growing up, which is throwing hay bales, cutting hay, harvesting, picking rocks, these type of things, like the story is of the German-Russian people. So in the summer, they're getting a part-time job, minimum wage, and they're not making much for money, and they're taking off 3 months in the summer, and they're losing time. And so the idea is that we'll have three equal semesters that a student can get their bachelor's in 2.6 years, and if they want to, which many people need to now, their master's in four. And they're not sitting in a prolonged state of higher education for 6-7 years. Now, with that, we want to create the opportunity for them that they can still learn the value of work, which we know is important, and they can work hard. So allowing a job on campus for all of these students, and it's not just your typical work study, but an intentional one where they're able to find a job that's going to give them experience. They're going to be able to work hard. They're going to know what discipline is. They're adults now. Let's treat them like one. Let's act like one, et cetera. And so, yes, a work campus that gives them the full opportunity to benefit in all ways.
And the idea behind it, Scott, is we would carefully engineer it. Jerome's right when he distinguishes this program from work study. Of course, we've always had work study here. We'll still have it. But the work campus concept goes beyond that and allows students a way while they're here at the University of Mary to directly address the question of student loan debt and the cost of education by means of working for the university. And so it's a beautiful way in which we're able to engage our students in a completely different way. But, of course, everything that we do is ordered to the education and the formation of the whole person. And so we're not just doing this because, gosh, we can get a lot of work done. We're doing it because we believe that this benefits the student in terms of the overall way that they receive an education. And it allows us to teach them some of the things we've been talking about in the course of this program.
And, you know, you're able to do all that we've described today and the ground we covered today in a way that's very affordable. A lot of lists out there that compare the cost of education at the University of Mary to other schools that folks send their kids to in this part of the area and decide for an education. So only have about a half a minute left, but give me a plug on this affordability and how you're able to do it.
The University of Mary, Scott, has always been here to serve this region, to serve these good people of this area. And we know that we need to be affordable, and we always have been. One of the things that has just come out, the college scorecard, which is actually a federal database, has shown that the University of Mary, on average, is affordable as our good state schools. So UND and NDSU, we're right within there. We're just a little bit more expensive than NDSU, and we're about $1,000 to $1,200 cheaper than UND on average. And so what is being said there is We do a lot for our students through scholarships, through grants, through all these. And so we can be right in that same place of serving the people here on an affordable level and also teaching them those values, sharing what is good and beautiful about the faith and our heritage in these ways. And so we're very, very excited about that, to be able to pull that off.
And that has those German-Russian roots there, too, because, of course, we're able to be so affordable in comparison with most private colleges because we're thrifty. In other words, the sisters who founded us didn't want us to
there you go.
Spend money like crazy.
Learn from the best. Gentlemen, thanks a bunch. Great chat. Appreciate it. God bless you. We're out of time.
Smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.